Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Pfizer has commissioned Marvel Comics to publish a pro-COVID vaccine story where the Avengers superhero team pushes BioNTech's mRNA shot on children. Yet another example of Big Pharma's ability to purchase influence from the entertainment industry, this time with kids. Before the story begins, the word from our sponsors page at the front of the comic gives Pfizer's deceptive and deadly message. Quote, vaccinate. Stay up to date with the latest recommended booster for you and be an everyday hero. Released on October 4th, Avengers Everyday Heroes follows a family in the waiting room of a COVID-19 vaccine clinic. On the television in the waiting room, a news broadcast details the Avengers' current battle with Ultron, the villain who is closely compared with COVID. Pfizer's tweet promoting the comic even states, quote, when Ultron wreaks havoc, the Avengers act as the first line of defense. People can help protect themselves by staying up to date with COVID-19 vaccinations. Within the comic book story, the grandfather of the family further deepens the comparison between Ultron and COVID. Quote, Ultron keeps coming back, keeps changing and evolving, so the Avengers keep adapting and re-strategizing again and again. The first time Ultron showed up, we had never seen anything like him before. This villainous comparison is supposed to parallel the COVID variants like Delta and Omicron. Ultron even sounds like a plausible name for a COVID strain. And the Avengers are supposed to represent the experimental mRNA vaccines and boosters that are reformulated for each new COVID variant as they fight the villain again and again, each time he evolves in his attacks. The analogy continues as the wise grandfather character explains that the Avengers had to use new tools and even robots to fight Ultron. But the villain, or virus, kept getting a step ahead of the heroes. This is referring to mRNA technology itself, the new tool never before administered on humans, used to fight COVID as the virus mutates. Scientists are glorified by the grandfather under the mask of the superheroes. Quote, the Avengers gather information and take time to innovate and adapt, and then they figure out how to fight it. This high praise leaves out the historically rushed release of COVID vaccines under Operation Warp Speed, skipping years and even decades of trial studies. And it forgets to mention the thousands killed and millions maimed by the experimental jab in the process of fighting COVID. The story ends with the family finally receiving their Pfizer booster shots in the clinic, as the grandfather says, quote, the Avengers are doing their part to keep us safe. Now it's time for us to do ours by staying up to date with our COVID-19 vaccinations. Clearly, Pfizer wants to instill on young minds the idea that their vaccine products are good for everybody, while much of the world is waking up and fighting back to protect children from the horrible side effects of COVID shots. The recent overwhelming popularity of the Avengers movies with young audiences is probably what convinced Pfizer that their corporate-sponsored advertisement would be ultimately successful at reaching kids. However, the thinly veiled analogy laid out between Ultron and COVID, Pfizer and the Avengers, is so see-through and clumsy that I find it hard to believe that anyone will actually receive their messaging, let alone even read this story. Let's just pray that the young, impressionable minds that take this comic in are smarter than Pfizer Pfizer's very unimaginative creative team. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
Hi, folks. You're saying Russia has launched attacks against the U.S. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, October 10th, 2022. They're reporting Russia has launched attacks, cyber attacks against the U.S. A false flag is here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There's an emergency report we put out 2 months ago warning of staged cyber attacks against the U.S. civilian infrastructure we blamed on Russia as the final escalation into full-bore open war. We are now at war with Russia, and what I predicted here and on Steve Bannon's War Room is now happening.
As a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this cabinet, are actually young noble leaders of the world.
Right.
So if we penetrate the cabinet, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Ladies and gentlemen, anybody that tunes in on a regular basis knows that every week I've warned that the globalists, I believe next, after the COVID attack, would launch a group of cyber attacks against U.S. civilian infrastructure and blame it on Russia as a pretext to escalate war. Why did I know that? Because all the pre-programming by the UN, by Klaus Schwab, the WEF, by the Pentagon, by Biden, by Obama, and by Hillary 6 years ago, in 2016, she was everywhere saying the Russians are going to launch a cyber attack, and when they do, we reserve the right to use nuclear weapons against them. Then you see Zelensky saying he wants preemptive nuclear strikes last week. You see Biden saying it's Armageddon. And I said at least five times last week, I said, look for major cyber attacks against the West to be blamed on Russia. Russia had their pipeline blown up. Russia had their bridge blown up. Russia is getting their ass kicked by NATO. They walked right into a trap. I wish it never would have happened. I want to have peace, not have nuclear war. But when you look at all the pre-programming that's taken place, it was easy to look at what their next move would be because they love to tell you. Here's Hillary Clinton 6 years ago during the campaign, wetting her lips, talking about nuking Russia if there's a cyber attack. But we know from the Vault 7 CIA documents that WikiLeaks put out, now 8 years ago, they admit are real. It was how the CIA and other groups could spoof IP addresses in any country they wanted to. They could have your computer, your Mac or your PC or your Linux, your cell phone, they could claim had launched a cyber attack and put that address out. Hell, even your refrigerators now and dishwashers have IP addresses. They could claim your dishwasher launched an attack, seriously, and frame you. And then launch an attack claiming, oh, you don't need Japanese airplanes coming in to actually attack at Pearl Harbor. You don't need a real attack to happen. You just claim that you've been attacked when, in truth, the globalists have attacked we, the people, who are their main enemy. Here's Hillary 6 years ago.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
And then they put out Washington Post headlines. That includes, when she gave an interview, nuclear weapons. And remember, the people running Hillary are running the O'Biden administration, the third administration of Obama. So what's happened? Cyber attacks reported at U.S. airports. It says the attacker was within the Russian Federation, according to a senior official. The Ukrainians are trying to draw us into the war. They're the main suspects. ABC News, some of the nation's largest airports have been targeted for cyber attacks today, this Monday, by an attacker within the Russian Federation. A senior official briefed confirmed to ABC News. Well, they know who did it right away, but nobody knows who built the pipeline. Importantly, the systems targeted do not handle air traffic control, internal airline communications or coordination, or transportation security. It's an inconvenience, the source said. The attacks have resulted in targeted denial of public access to public-facing web domains that report airport wait times and congestion. The attacks were first reported around 3 a.m. Eastern Time when the Port Authority notified the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency that the LaGuardia Airport in New York system had been hit. LaGuardia has been restored, but other airports around the country have subsequently been targeted. The websites of Des Moines International Airport, Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, Chicago O'Hare International Airport appeared impacted Monday morning. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport reported around 10:30 a.m. ET time that its site is back up and running and that at no time were operations of the airport impacted. Engineers and programmers are actively working to close back doors that allowed attacks and shoring up more critical computer infrastructure. We'll continue to follow the development story as it unfolds. So here's some of the background. Here's a report out of the Washington Post, July 9th of 2001. The U.S. says it can answer cyber attacks with nuclear weapons. That's lunacy, said Alan S. Weiner. Yes, it is. What if Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine? The Atlantic hypes up. Why hasn't Russia launched major cyber attacks since the invasion of Ukraine? Because they know it doesn't help them and they'll be blamed for it. Time magazine asked that question in March of this year, but now it's happening. And it goes on and on and on. Russia hacker suspected over cyber attack on U.S. airports. London Independent. Only Hillary Clinton's prepared for the nuclear threat. That goes back to October of 2016 from the statements we just played. And it goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, I'm surprised the controlled corporate press hasn't come out and blamed the bridge being blown up into Crimea out of Russia on the Russians. But the Ukrainians are celebrating it, admit they did it. And, of course, the globalists blew up the pipeline as well. I want to open the phones up for veterans and for military folks and for cybersecurity experts to specifically talk about this issue. I'm going to give the number out when we come back on the other side. We're going to take calls during this hour and some into the next hour. We have several big guests lined up today that I'm still going to have on, but I'm going to cut back how long they're on so we can mainly focus on this issue. There's also some extremely good news that's come out on a bunch of fronts. Florida's Surgeon General put out a detailed year-long study confirming what other major studies have shown, an 84% increase in death in men ages 18 to 39 after taking the Moderna or Pfizer shots. The good news is we're exposing this evil, and Big Pharma thought they'd get away with it. They're not going to, but that makes them even more dangerous. Then PayPal last week said we're going to fine you $2,500 and spy on everything you say online and everywhere else, and if we don't like what you say, we call it disinformation, we're going to fine you $2,500, truly the social credit score. They backed off of that this weekend. So people are really, really waking up. Also, other good news, Democrat cities everywhere are announcing we cannot take any more illegal aliens and declaring states of emergency and saying they've got to stay in Texas and Arizona. So, well, just like that, suddenly they're not sanctuary cities. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's all coming up and more today. Spread the word about the live links. Override the censors. Share the link. Infowars.com/show and band.video.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Hard to believe we put this together 6 years ago, right before the election, just last week. On November 8th, vote like the world depends on it. And we had peace for 4 years. We were dead on. We were right again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the same globalist consortium that is Hillary and Obama and Biden and the powerful interests behind them that have gotten us into a proxy war and now a full-bore war with the Russians. Russian bridges getting blown up, major bridges, pipelines. The Russians are now bombarding major cities like the capital in Ukraine, Kiev. And that's how you get into a full-bore nuclear war. And cyber attacks have now been reported at U.S. airports, and instantly they said the Russians are the suspects at 3 a.m. last night. And then now, in the last hour, U.S. unnamed official confirms it's the Russians. But all the pre-programming by the deep state and Klaus Schwab and the UN and the Pentagon was the Russians are going to hit us with a cyber attack. But if you pull up Vault 7 documents from now, 7, 8 years ago, headline, CIA has tools to frame foreign individuals, corporations, and governments with cyber attacks. It's not just the government that has those tools. You hear about zombie attacks all the time where hackers go out, private hackers, and get control of a bunch of people's private computers. And then take control of a bunch of computers and then use them like a mainframe or use them like a computer complex. Sometimes they hijack up to 10, 20,000 computers and then just launch devastating attacks with them. So somebody in Russia did it. They claim it originated out of Russia when you can make an attack look like whatever you want. My IT guys don't do stuff like that, but if they wanted to, they could attack somebody in another country, make it look like it came from Japan, and then attack somebody in Russia, or run computers out of South Africa and make it look like they attacked somebody, say, in Libya, but really, it was somebody launching an attack from D.C. This is a big escalation. You notice now the escalations are every few days. Things are going fast and furious now. I want to open the phones up for cybersecurity experts, for military historians, for veterans, for active duty, specifically on World War III, and just that huge subject of Biden saying biggest danger of Armageddon since 1961. I think it's worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the bridge being blown up and the pipeline and the mobilization of Russian troops and the Russians bombarding major cities now, hitting major targets they weren't hitting before, civilian targets that are also being used for military operations. So things are really heating up fast. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And the Ukrainians are celebrating and laughing about blowing up the pipeline and blowing up the bridge and laughing about videos of wild boars eating dead Russian troops. And, you know, just it's so much fun, they think, because they haven't been hit yet by a major bombardment. And the globalists are trying to maneuver and push Putin into doing what Hitler did when he was engaging the Brits in the Battle of the Blitz. Blitz bombing London and other areas. He was hitting military targets at first, but they sent in British bombers to bomb German civilians. And so Hitler then took the bait, started attacking British civilian targets, and it turned the Brits from 90%+ against the war to 90%+ for the war. This is all just military history repeating itself over and over again. If you're a TV viewer, we're showing you shockingly horrible footage of major buildings across the capital city of Ukraine, Kiev, being blown into bits. So the Russians had not targeted civilian targets until now. They've hit some targets that have been taken over by the military, but now the Russians are beginning to engage in a scorched earth operation. So massive, massive escalation. Hope everybody says their prayers tonight, because we could go up in flame at any time. 877-789-2539. We're going to come back, take your phone calls, get into so much more. We got a lot of good news as well, but this is obviously the front and center. Got some really bad economic news. We've got a lot of really good news on the COVID front, really good news on the social credit score front, and really good news on the open borders front as the Democrats finally start choking on the illegal aliens they're shipping in. But separately, I can't operate and I can't stay on air. And that's the way God's done this. And I love God. It's all in God's plan. But we're constantly in the black, in the red, in the black, in the red. Imagine if you had to drive around town and say you were a delivery truck, but you always had to operate on a tenth of a tank. And so you're constantly stopping at the gas station because you're only allowed to fill it up to a tenth of a tank. And then you are almost always running out of gas. And if you run out of gas in an operation like this, it's hard to restart it, folks. It's not like a car. So we need your support now. Everything we've talked about is coming true. Our credibility is the highest it's ever been. We're reaching more people than ever, but we need you, the core audience of badasses that have kept this operation afloat, to understand that when I fire the bat signal, I'm serious. We have a $500,000 underage right now. We're making it over the hump of these show trials. A lot of those bills are about to go away. We got a lot of new products coming in a few months. A lot of good stuff's happening, but right now we're out of money and I'm out of money. Plus, we got products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're extending the super sale store-wide, 40-50% off on DNA Force Plus, on Brain Force Ultra, on Brain Force Plus, on the other great products like the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium and the super powerful organic vitamin C with zinc and rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula that everybody should be taking going into the winter and your fall and winter. And also, we have back in stock Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X3. They're both 50% off. Now, they're still going to be on sale when the Mega Sale ends in a few days. But if you want to take advantage of dozens of other products and support the InfoWar, now is the time to take action. I don't want to prove to you how much we're in trouble here by shutting down. I need you to support now, plus their products you need. Take action now. Be the Paul Revere you were born to be. InfoWarsStore.com. Your phone calls and more straight ahead. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Kanye West in his big interview with Tucker Carlson. In fact, go ahead and cue that up. Talked about how he's not saying they staged Uvalde, but he saw them pre-position Matthew McConaughey as the anti-gun guy talk about Uvalde, and then within minutes of the shooting happened, he saw an official story on dozens of channels, different networks, different companies, in the exact same scripting. Just like we played those videos where it shows ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, local affiliates all saying the exact same thing in the exact same order because they're being given a script by the federal government on record to do it. It happened under George W. Bush. Headline: Congress legalizes domestic propaganda lying to the American people. And so when you turn on local Fox, local Time Warner, local ABC, and you hear white people are terrorists, white people are the number one terror threat, white people commit the most crime, you know it's not true. Who's telling them to say that in the exact same order? The CIA, folks. The CIA runs this country. And who runs the CIA? The Carnegie Endowment. They set up the Rockefeller Foundation. They set up everything. They run the world. Now, the average person in the CIA isn't even privy to this information. I've reverse engineered the whole thing, and it's actually in the Senator Frank Church Committee hearings in the 70s. So we know exactly what's going on, and we have a government waging war on us. Now, listen to me. I could sit here and show you 50 articles from the last 2 years, BBC, London Telegraph, National Post, Canada, Washington Post, saying the Pentagon, the British Ministry of Defense, the Canadian Ministry of Defense, the German Ministry of Defense, the Australian military, all ran the psyop of the lockdowns and the fear. Military used secret psyop fear program so serious that it's not even allowed to be used overseas. They had an Army full bird colonel on last year. I mean, we already knew this, but he used to work in there on OAN, laying out the documents how they weren't allowed to use some of these programs that he wrote in Afghanistan against our enemies, but that his particular program on a type of PSYOP was used that he knew of in America. So that's really dangerous, and it's really destructive. But when you know a PSYOP and you know its uniformity, when it's being pushed out, it tells you what's about to happen. If you're awake, it's having an enemy blueprint. If you're asleep, it destroys you. I went to the grocery store yesterday with my wife, and there were still idiots, probably 5% of people, 10% maybe, wearing the mask, almost old white women, because they believe in the system. They believe it wants to help them. No, lady, it doesn't want to help you. It wants to kill your ass. And so people are asking, why are you so concerned about the cyber attack against U.S. airports today? Because all of the pre-programming and scripting is for this. And Klaus Schwab and the New World Order and Bill Gates love to brag and say how smart they are. Bill Gates 3 years ago, a virus will come out of China called Disease X. It's imminent. And when it happens, your civilization will never be the same. They were running Event 201 right then in October, November, 3 years ago. And they did it because they treat you like you've got a 70 IQ. They treat you like you're asleep because a lot of people are. But guess what? Those of us that aren't asleep can see what's happening. And the good news is their propaganda is failing everywhere. The danger is they're doubling down with a massive war. So let me show you some of these headlines. Again, cyber attack reported at U.S. airports. Within hours, it's Russia that did it. We've got to have war with Russia. The U.S. says it can answer cyber attacks with nuclear weapons. Washington Post. And it goes on and on and on from there. So this is the doctrine. This is what they've been preparing. And here's some of the background on it. White House warns Russia prepping possible cyber attacks against the U.S. 1 month into the war. Starts on February 24th. On March 21st, less than a month later, oh my God, they're going to strike us. And if they do, we'll have to use heavy weapons on them. And that'll be a pretext for the U.S. to officially go to war with Russia. You wonder how the left's going to keep control of America? A war with the Russians. And they've already said Republicans and Trump are Russian agents. So anybody that wants peace, anybody that doesn't want nuclear war, well, we're all Russians. See the scripting? They've not just been doing this for no reason. It continues. Biden warns Russia cyber attacks coming. Again, planting that story 2 months ago. Biden, Russia exploring U.S. cyber attacks. Again, in March. So in the last 6 months, they've been doing this. It's coming. President Biden warns of evolving Russian cyber threat to the U.S. And it goes on. But what do they not want you to know? They don't want you to know about this. The World Economic Forum, in consultation with the Rockefeller Foundation and the U.N., put out Cyber Polygon that's just as important as the Rockefeller Foundation's Operation Lockstep that was the blueprint for the COVID-19 release and takeover. And this plan that they've now removed that came out in 2020, right after the virus was released, says that there are going to be cascading cyber attacks all over the world by governments and private corporations and individuals, and it will finally result in the grid going down in major countries and hundreds of millions dead. But don't worry, they've got a new global ID where you can't get online unless you have it that will fix everything. There's a microchip, too. They go on to say that by 2026 you'll take a microchip. That will stop your power being turned off. That will stop the Russians. Of course, it's not the Russians. It's them. It's the New World Order. 50 times more evil than the Russians, the worst Russians. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are 100 times more organized than the Russians. And if the Russians were destroying us, I'd be at war with them. They're not. We're being set against each other. In fact, guys, cue up the clip from Russia with Love, the intro scene where they have the Siamese fighting fish killing each other. It's about a minute and a half long. The smart one hangs back while the other two, one kills the other one, the other's hurt now. The third comes in and kills the other and now has dominance. That's the New World Order. They removed Cyber Polygon from their website, folks, because we paid attention to it and figured it out. We have the enemy blueprint. They're starting to panic. They don't know what to do. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Stephen, Derek, Brian, John, Tom, Mike, Joe, Greg, and many others. But I'm going to say it again. Now is the time to be praying morning, noon, and night, or whenever you can. I'm not saying five times a day to Mecca, but I mean, you really ought to regiment it. Just get it done. I prayed for 30 minutes this morning. I had meetings I had to go to. I just said, no, I'm praying. I got in my bedroom, turned off the lights, and got on my damn knees for 30 minutes. I mean, I can just walk off right now and go pray. I mean, I'm serious, folks. I don't get into my private life, but I pray a lot. And I was intending to come in here today and say cyber attacks are imminent, and here it is. So I mean, I'm dialed into the Holy Spirit, so are you. That's why you're here. We need your support, plus we've got products you need. I have got a $500,000 underage for the next month to pay the bills. We got over a lot of the big legal bills, but it took us down to almost nothing, toe-to-toe with top Democrat law firms. The two big show trials are over. There's one more coming up next year. That's a bump in the road. We've got 2 years of appeals. I'm not even worried about that. I'm worried about nuclear war. But we got new products coming in a couple months. We won't have to sit here and ride you so hard in the future, but we need the help now. Plus, we got products you need. There's a major run on iodine, high-quality iodine, because of the good effects it has. People are learning about that. We're not selling it for radiation protection. We're selling it for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your immune system. Number one, your immune system and energy. And X3 is the three best types of iodine, the purest and best you're going to find. It's 50% off. We're not raising the price on it, even though it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com, because I want you to get it, and I want you to experience how amazing it is to become a regular customer. Plus, it's the right thing to do. It's going to sell out quick, but despite that, it is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is amazing. It's back in stock. We've extended the big super sale across the site for at least another 2-3 days. Thank you all for your support. DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your X3 now. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in, and almost everybody feels the effects. It's amazing. X3 available now, InfoWarsStore.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Marble Framework Vault 7, how the CIA was planning to frame Russia for cyber attacks. That's mainstream news. We've got a big compilation that we're going to air next hour. It's coming. Joe Biden casually says Russia is planning a cyber attack against the U.S. Yeah, because the globalists are planning to frame Russia. They have the motives. They have the history. They're the ones behind it. They're behind the pipeline. They're behind the bridge. They're behind cutting off our Keystone pipeline. They're behind shipping in the fentanyl. They're behind shipping our jobs to China. They're behind drag queen pedophile time. They're behind the mutilation and sterilization of our children. They're behind it all. They are the great evil that has hijacked our nation. But let's go to the phone calls here in the order they were received. Let's talk to Brian, who is in cybersecurity, calling from Texas. What's your take on this?
Alex, how are you doing today, man?
Good, brother.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, you know, really, God bless you and your family. I know you have a daughter that's about as young as my oldest child, and obviously I pray for the future that they are going to walk into. But, you know, again, I also pray that you continue to stay strong in the face of this adversity because, again, I believe that you are powered by God, and with him at your side, you can do anything. Let me plug real quick. I'm a 43-year-old former athlete. My body was banged up for a bunch of years. If I could go back in time, I'd buy about 500 boxes of those vanilla protein bars that you had, those coconut bars. You know, I live on the X2, the B12, the Supermail, and you know, I want to challenge the Christian men that are listening to your show today. We're really at a time, you're at a time from a financial standpoint that you need people to step up. There's so many good people out there. There's so many good men that are sitting on their hands in this time when we are past the bell. You know, you listen to the shows that, you know, yourself and Steve Quayle and Mike Adams give, and you know, the other people in the media that have been proven time after time to be correct. And we're so late in the hour that it's like, what? How much louder can Alex Jones? Do you need to stand up on your desk and tear off your shirt to get people's attention? You know, and I pray for you. I pray for this country. And again, I am in the telecommunications game. I've been in that real estate part of the business for 15 or 20 years. And I proposed this question regarding the cyber hacks, you know, many times and more recently. And because of how the telecommunications and the cloud computing, all this stuff is decentralized, you know, I wonder how maybe a Bill Binney could talk to, you know, the sophistication of how an actual cyber attack could happen. Obviously, the Vault 7 stuff came out and revealed so much. But again, this is a sophisticated system that we have in place that is, you know, it's a worldwide system of communication. So again, of course, they can target anything. They can put anything on anybody's back. But I know how easily that can be done in the whole scheme of things. You know, but I also know that they are going to do whatever they can to march us into this conflict with Russia, because how else do you hide an economic collapse, a recession, and obviously all of the stuff that's
Well, exactly.
Out.
I would blame the Russians if they hadn't been restrained just trying to kick out the Azov battalions to protect those Russian ethnic majority groups. Russia does not want to escalate this. That's really been their policy. And I don't like that Russia invaded. I think it was a big mistake. I think they walked into a trap. But if you look at the whole climate, the people running our country want escalation, brother. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Great points. We're going to move fast, get everybody here. Who's up next? Let's talk to Mike in Michigan, a historian on Russia and the goal of the war. Give us your take, Mike.
Yes, hello, Alex. I want people to know this plan has been in the making for about 150 years. Anyone knows anything about the Civil War? Russia actually saved the United States from a British invasion in 1863 that wanted to partition both the United States and Russia. The entire globalist plan back then, same people, same old, was to partition both countries in an attempt to put the British, the Anglo-British establishment in control of the world as usual. And this time we're seeing it all over again. Russia is the United States' biggest ally, historically always has been. Until 1903 and the Bolshevik Revolution, 1917, and if anything, this country should have been courting a new alliance with Russia in order to counter the Chinese.
Well, it's through the globalist sphere, a U.S.-Russian alliance. That would be the dominant force in the world. It'd be checkmate. We could dictate a whole new future of freedom, but that's not happening.
I don't know if it's too late yet. Americans have to stand up and protest this. Like, I'm not, like, Selective Service, Civil Disobedience. If we don't do this, this is going to be bad. The last vestiges of Christian civilization are going to get blown up in a glorious fire, and all that's going to be left is atheist China. So I really want people to understand what's on the line here.
No, I hear you, brother. God bless you, and thanks for calling. I'm going to move quick to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and go to Joe, cybersecurity expert on Russia cyber attack. Go ahead.
Alex, how's it going today?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Just want to say God bless you and your family. So I just want to touch on a few things. It's interesting that they hit websites for these airports. That doesn't really make a lot of sense from a state actor's perspective. I mean, that's something that layman's people would do. You know, usually these SCADA and ICS, which is industrial control systems, those things are fairly vulnerable. We don't realize how they don't really do their due diligence in patching these systems. They are wide open to attacks. And if Russia, a state actor, wanted to hit us, they would. And they would hit us hard, and they would hit us fast, and they would shut down multiple things. I mean,
like when Ronald Reagan blew up the Russian pipeline with software we gave him in the early 1980s.
Well, and what happened to the Russian pipeline not too long ago? I mean, they went offline the same day that the new pipeline went online for Europe.
That's right. Both Russian pipelines, one got blown up, one went offline when the new European pipeline went on. I mean, the globalists are just out in the open about this.
Yeah, Russia's not going to do some Mickey Mouse bullcrap of taking down websites. They're just not going
to
do that.
Sure, they're doing it to the globalists are, in my view, I agree, to introduce us to the idea that the Russians are attacking us, and, oh, look, they shut down airports so you couldn't fly because your credit card wouldn't work, and, you know, exactly. They didn't go after real infrastructure yet. They're just introducing the idea that the Russians are attacking.
Right. When they go after the real infrastructure, I mean, state level level actors typically have 0 days just waiting. A 0 day is an exploit that is ready to go that hasn't been discovered yet.
Explain that to people that they've got an industrial software, sometimes even in the chips, but that's if you make the chips, programmed in, though, where at a certain date it turns on, it was given the order.
Right. I mean, they can do multiple different things along those levels, and if they wanted to melt down power plants, they could. If they wanted to melt down pipelines, they could. I mean, they change the pressures in those pipes, and they can cause those explosions. So everybody pointing to, you know, a bomb or a missile or a ship or SEALs or whatever blowing up those pipelines, it didn't have to be. All they needed to do was change the pressures and cause those explosions.
That's right. Let's be clear. Reagan, near the end of the Cold War, they sold Russian software that was used to overpressure their major Arctic pipeline and destroy it. The biggest fire ever seen from space. Appreciate your call. Great points. All right, up next, let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John in Texas, retired Army National Guard on Ukraine war and cyber threats. Go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Alex, so when I got back from fighting in Vietnam, I was in the infantry. I joined the National Guard for 5 years. And every summer camp, I had to go through nuclear warfare training, 5 years of that. Now, I'm surprised all the people is not even making any preparations for any of this. Even my own relatives, I tried to talk to them, and they just totally ignore you, you know. And even now,
they have a normalcy bias. They don't realize that mainline analysts say we're in the most danger ever, worse than any time in the Cold War. And even my family thinks it's not all of them, but a lot of them, they just don't get it.
I mean, you can go to Walmart or Target or some place where you buy a rain suit and dust mask and goggles, swim goggles, something to protect you from the radioactive fallout. Because that fallout, if you breathe it into you, that's what kills you. I mean, if you just get it on the outside with a rain suit, then you can brush it off or wash it off. But once it gets inside you, you know, that's it. Game over, you know. And I just can't understand why, not even protest. Where's all the anti-war protesters? You know, it's just like everybody's in
line. Oh, no. Sean Penn, everybody says, let's have, did you see Sean Penn say we should hit Russia first? That it's liberal to nuke people? So liberal. These people are degenerates.
And I'm just surprised at all this. That when it's finally here and everybody just don't care, you know.
Well, that's how it works. See, it finally hits you when you're not looking, brother. That's how the universe works.
But this goes way back, like Alex, you would look at Jules Verne when he wrote The Time Machine. Basically, it's what's going on right now. I mean, the character was got in his time machine. He went through two world wars in Germany, and when he came out in the Third World War, it was nuclear. And he had to jump in there to get through the... And the same with Albert Pike and his letter from Marzini, where they all explained everything. It's just a plan. That's, you know, that
100% from your mouth to God's ears. For folks that don't know about that, we'll do a special show on the Illuminati and their plan for nuclear war. They knew about atomic bombs 125 years ago and wrote about it. You know, a lot of H.G. Wells' books were not fiction. They were nonfiction. He was the head of the Illuminati. Great points, John. We're going to come right back with Tom, Greg, Derek, Steve, and others. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We are in the greatest danger of nuclear war ever. I feel guilty still sitting here in a target zone, Austin. I mean, but I'm just going to stay here, folks.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.